250 metres to go. Magic Mila with Am Shell, and now Royal Symphony on the outside. Strikes the front with 100 to go and kicks clear. Royal Symphony, three or four lengths in front with a great turn of acceleration. Wolf into second, but Royal Symphony, what a nice winner. Second Wolf.
Well, that was an understatement. He was super impressive. That turn of foot was amazing. And the bookmakers have been quick to react. He is now already the favourite for the Caulfield Guineas coming up in at the Spring Carnival. It was a great win for Dwayne Dunn, who joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Gee, it's nice to come back from a little suspension and partner a horse like this, and even nicer when your wife's a part owner.
Yeah, it certainly does. We seen it, his first start at Pakenham, what he did. You just probably took it that he was in the right part of the track, and the synthetic can be a bit forgiving and show you a little bit more than what you may have. But to recapture that and do it on Saturday was twice as good as what he was first time out. And, really excited about his future going forward.
Did he surprise you how quickly he accelerated on Saturday?
Yeah, he just relaxed so well in the run. I didn't expect to be back where I was, but I asked him for a little effort attack on the back, and he didn't respond straight away. But once I pointed him into the open air, he was off and racing, and he just picked him up in a bound, which is just something exceptional you don't see very often. And his turn of foot is, has been well documented. It's really good, and that's a big asset that he has.
What about his racing smarts? You said he's a bit further back than what you'd anticipated. Is he a relaxed type of horse? Is he a horse that you think will just continue to develop and improve?
He's one that, we probably didn't expect to see this out of him as a two-year-old. We thought a three-year-old miler get to 2,000, maybe getting to 2,400 later in his career. So to do this over the shorter trips and that acceleration that we've seen is, it's something very special. And, look forward to finding out where the bottom is with him and seeing where he's, it's so hard to put a line on his potential at the moment. There's so many unanswered questions that we need to probably find out as time goes on.
Well, as I mentioned, your wife, Amanda, is a part owner in the horse. How did the ownership come about? How did you find the horse?
Yeah, she found him in a paddock. To be honest, I think he was rejected from the sale.
Really?
I don't know why, but I just found him, and just something we really liked about him. She has a really good eye. She's starting to get a pretty good track record with a few of these horses. Sadak was probably another kingpin horse that she selected out. So, she's been well documented. She's very good at with an equestrian scene in the show horses, and I think that's probably how she really picks these, is the ones that she really liked as top-class Royal Show potentials were usually the top-class gallopers, and she's probably running along with that model, and it seems to be working extremely well at this point in time.
We had a chat to the trainer of Ashlaw on Friday, and I was staggered to find out that they'd offered $1.1 million for Ashlaw, who's a gelding. Has the phone been ringing for Royal Symphony?
Yes. Be honest, but he's still a colt, and as you say, he turns up to be favourite for the Guinea. So, do we go to Sydney that day, or do we stay in Melbourne?
That was my next question. If you get the ride on Chautauqua in the Everest, and you're on Royal Symphony, you could be favourite at the Caulfield Guineas. Part owned by your wife. Which way do you go?
Oh well, she'll tell me which way to go. A lot of water to go under the bridge between now and then. But it's an exciting time, and it's a great problem to have.
Can you tell us any of the figures that might have been thrown around at the moment?
Realistically, I don't think, a lot of the owners would sort of like to let everything die down. Everyone gets a little bit excited and, as you say, there's big write-ups and, the bookmakers start winding them in those bigger races. So I think everyone needs to take a deep breath and just let some time pass and just think about it. They're having discussions, but no decision's been made at this point in time.
Well, Tony McAvoy, the trainer, said post-race that maybe the spring would come up too quickly and the autumn could be the aim, but having let the dust settle for 48 hours, what's the thoughts now? Is it a spring campaign aimed at the Guineas? What is going to be on the agenda?
Yeah, that's up to Tony. He's the trainer, and he'll have his own ideas going forward, and why would you question him on that? His record's outstanding. He's had the advantage of having horses like Hey Doc and that, which have been similar situations, and you know, he's pulled the right rein. So yeah, I think as Tony always does, and as we would like to see, just let the horse tell him where he should be going, and you know, if he can stand up and be there, he will. If he doesn't, we can go and have a rest. So yeah, that'll all unfold, and I'm sure the horse will tell us when in due course when he's ready to step up to the plate.
You've been on a lot of really good three-year-olds over the years, and young two-year-olds developed into three-year-olds. Can you compare the feeling that this horse has given you in just the two starts?
Yeah, well, it's the hardest thing with him is I don't really know where the top end is, and you know, the owner's obviously wanting some sort of direction with that, because you know, if the offer is there to sell him, you know, you don't want to be selling yourself short, and it's really hard for me to sort of put my hand up and say where I think he's at. I think we need to see the next test and see where he's at, because it, yeah, there's plenty of boxes he can tick going forward. As we say, he's young, he's energetic, and you know, whether he goes to a Guineas, and you know, whether he gets the 2,400, there's many options on the table for him. So yeah, it's a hard answer to give you at this point in time.
Is there a plan to back up in a fortnight at Flemington?
I think so. I think the Tony was quite bullish of wanting to head that way. Just he felt that he was probably, you know, fitness level wasn't very far up the chain in the way that he had a month between runs, a little jump out, so 1,400. So with a backup in 2 weeks into the mile, his fitness would be spot on, and you'd suggest he'd be running into the same sort of horses.
It's been a good return to the saddle for you since making that comeback during the week. You've already had a few winners, and it was a double on Saturday. Thard getting home in the last as well. And I know this horse has been held with some regard by the Hawke stable, but just hasn't really been able to put it all together until on Saturday.
Yeah, he's just been one of those. He'd shown everything back home in the stables, but he just hadn't delivered it on race day. And I think John, as what he does best, and the advantage of having the two stables was just to change him up and change of environment. And I think that seemed to work, just clicked him on, he travelled well. It was a real muddly run race. It was quite messy. They didn't go very fast. The horse in front of me most of the way was clipping heels and nearly tipping over. So to the horse's credit, he did a good job. He was probably going to be unlucky if he didn't win, but he come out, he put them to the sword and got the job done.
And how did you see the track on Saturday? I know the straight races, everyone wanted to get to the outside, and you almost got into some strife there on Sunday Escape. You were reprimanded, but it must be difficult for a jockey in those straight races where everyone wants to get the outside.
Yeah, there's no doubt the second half of the track was playing. Well, it seemed to walk better, but I think we may have overdone it a bit, getting out right out to the outside fence. I don't think that was necessarily the hot spot. There was, you know, there was a good 6-7 metres across there. I thought everyone had their chance. So I was just more of opinion to go that way with that horse, in the fact of he's never been on that outside rail, and I thought it might just get him to relax a little bit more for me, and then be able to finish and have a little bit more kick. He'd sort of had 4 to 5 weeks between runs too, and he's always vulnerable late, and I was just looking for that option. He might idle a bit more for me.
Well, mate, it was a great day for you and the family. Royal Symphony certainly looks like a star of the future. Did you get your 5% sling off Amanda?
Homing pigeons and boomerangs come out of there. I'm always paying, so it's hard to get the money coming the other way, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, there could be a big payday coming up very soon with Royal Symphony in the Spring Carnival. Well done on Saturday, Dwayne.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's exciting times, and just fortunate enough to be involved with one which looks like going all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Dwayne Dunn, whose wife Amanda is part owner of Royal Symphony, and gee whiz, he looks like a star of the future, doesn't he? It'll be interesting to see if he backs up in a fortnight. Hopefully he does. It'll be great to have another look at him, and then fingers crossed he can make it to the Spring Carnival for a race like the Caulfield Guineas, where he is already the favourite. It is 14 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with Kieran McAvoy.